Hey, my name is Pierre, and if we haven't met before, so great to have you along. And today I'm going to be getting back into my podcast that I've neglected so badly. And well, hopefully you'll forgive me after my apology. I know, right? What the hell was I thinking? It's April 2020, not 2019, 2020. So if I look back on how long it's taken me to actually put this episode together, there is one answer. It's too long. I can't believe it. But so much water under the bridge since my last podcast. And I'll tell you in a moment more about the Less is More podcast, episode 10. All right, so since the last episode, I think the last episode was just as I had pulled my bicep, and I think I'd gone to the doctor already, and I'm not sure if I'd had the operation. I must actually go back and have a listen, but it wasn't a fun time, and so much happened in that time as well that was quite memorable and scary all at the same time. And you know what? All I got to say is don't tear your bicep. It is horrible. I wouldn't want my enemies to go through it, but anyway, we did. We made it. It was costly as hell, cost us a fortune. Even our medical aid kind of capped out, which was a little problem. So it's at this point that I need to apologize for not producing more podcasts than I should, and I need to apologize to myself as well, because I really think that I don't know, it's a weird feeling, isn't it? It's just that I got so involved with my YouTube stuff, and in that time also started a radio station which was already running by the time I made the last podcast. For a group of gyms, it's called Fit 24 Radio, and it's quite a lot of work, and you know, it's not massive money, but you know, it could have definitely, I don't know, taken too much of my time, which is very precious, isn't it? So South Africa is a very funny place, and I know I start sentences off with so, which I shouldn't do. It's so not right. So in this time, what's happened is trying to get my arm working again, which has been quite a mission. I started training with these power bands, these resistance bands, which are quite an amazing thing. They're like the unheard of in the gym industry, and they are incredibly effective. And you'll see some of the ladies doing, I think, Pilates with the thin ones. They're like big rubber bands, but these are different. These are resistance bands, and you can adjust them to suit your level of fitness, which came in really, really handy. And the rehabilitation of my bicep now is, I think, complete. I went for physio with my mate, who is my physiotherapist and chiropractor, so he's well studied, and so I finished that course of work on the bicep, which essentially the work is done on the forearm. So they cut into the forearm, drill in some little attachments, and rework the biceps. They pull it all the way back from the shoulder, bolt it down into the arm again, and close you up, and there you go, you know. But there's a lot of work that has to be done along the way to get it to function properly again. So that was not fun, but I'm just so blessed and grateful that I have the use of my arm, and it's strong as hell. So thanks to the resistance bands, and you can find a lot of information online about it. I just love it. I really am enjoying it. the festive season of 2019 was amazing. We had a really great time. I was working with a friend of mine managing his gym, and I managed to, it's a family business, so I managed to get some family time as well, because they do understand that. And just had a wonderful time at home with the family, and very memorable. You know, obviously South Africa has gone into a technical recession by December. The rand, just to give you an idea, at the time in December, we were floating around the 15 rand to the dollar. So for your dollar, if you're American, you're gonna get 15 rand. So it's huge. And if we turn back the clock a decade or so, in fact 2 decades ago, we were trading on the American dollar at 1 to 1. So lots has gone wrong with the money in South Africa. Anywho, so we didn't spend a massive amount of money, and you know, it was still, just because we shared family time, it was a lot more family than money, which I'm really grateful for. Now, during 2019, we'd made a firm commitment to immigrate from South Africa, and initially we looked at moving to the United Kingdom, which was kind of where we wanted to go. My wife is now an Irish citizen, or was born in South Africa, but obviously her parents, her dad is Irish, and so obviously it was great to be able to have the choice to be able to choose if she wanted an Irish passport or not, which she opted for, which was amazing. So that would have given rise to us being able to immigrate to the United Kingdom from South Africa. However, it wasn't all plain sailing. So one of the biggest things about this immigration was the fact that we needed to keep it fairly quiet and not advertise the fact, not in a deceptive way, but just to kind of test the waters, because as we went along, there was so much to do. We had to find the opportunity to get the kids' passports. Now in South Africa, getting passports are not as a walk in the park as people would expect, not living in South Africa. So that had to be done. We have pets which we have to take overseas with us. It kind of is the way it is. So finding a home for my dog was a huge, huge, huge worry on my shoulders, and it was a massive thing to me. It was horrid. I had to get it right, and I eventually found a home for him with my brother, who I know will take good care of him, because we've had him. He's a rescue. His name is Rex. He's a beautiful German Shepherd crossed husky. Oh, he is just the most beautiful, beautiful boy. And he was abused as a pup when we got him, so that was horrid. And he still now is quite a little scaredy, but he's just got the most beautiful nature, and I'm so going to miss him. It kills me to have to think about him not being with us, which is horrid. So I'm just so glad that my brother is able to take him. He has the space, and he's able to look after this boy. I know he will. So I touched on the move being quite a big thing. And also, we have three beautiful cats, and there's no ways we are not taking them with us. So it was arranging and finding the opportunity to take these cats with us. And it's going to cost around sort of 38,000 rand, which is a huge, huge, huge amount of money for three cats. But at the end of the day, we have to we have to take them with us, which is, if we didn't do it, we would never forgive ourselves, and just can't do that. So that's the story with the cats, pet porting them, and I'm just so happy they, the way that they do it, this company that we've selected amongst probably three or four other companies, these guys seem to know their way around it. We're also preparing our pets as well, because we had to have them inoculated correctly. It's quite a procedure to get these cats over. And for the record, we're not going to the UK. We are going to Ireland, and I'll tell you about that shortly. So having two cars in a household is, one would think, a necessity in most countries. Well, in some countries anyway. Some countries, people don't even bother having cars, which I envy you, because cars are just a hell of an expense. So we have two cars that we obviously need to sell. The one of the cars I managed to actually sell within a couple of hours of listing it. And I put it up on Facebook Marketplace as well as on Gumtree, which worked exceptionally well. And strangely enough, I would have expected that Marketplace would have been where I would get to sell this car, but Gumtree to the rescue and sold it within 4 hours. We had the settlement amount in the bank account, and it's quite a mission selling a car, because people want to know what they're buying. And well, I gotta say, this was such a great deal, and just the way I think I presented the deal was so that this man felt comfortable. And it's amazing. It just feels like all the sales in the world that I've ever done, not that I've done that much, but all the rules of sales which I studied, these kind of went straight out the window. And the bottom line was, I just sold this vehicle on rapport, which was amazing. And this guy's not gullible, he is actually a policeman, which is great, a traffic policeman. So, you know, he obviously was no fool, but could see that I was transparent. And I think in dealing with him, this just worked out so well. So the crux of what my podcast is all about is about minimalism and living with less. Less is more. And our journey has been so that we ended up selling a lot of our stuff. And the funny thing is, we don't even miss it. It's been quite a journey. We've sold a whole lot of stuff that didn't actually mean that much to us. We now have the core stuff we need to live with. And it's amazing, if you look at it, you really don't need that much to live on purpose and to live a meaningful life and to enjoy the things that you have. So me, as being a DJ, I had a hell of a lot of sound equipment and a hell of a lot of accessories that I thought I needed. And you know what? I really don't. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your life to listen into my podcast today, and hopefully it's had an impact on your life. It really has had an impact on my life, because it's told me that I must stop being a lazy bum and get out and help. And if you are affected by the COVID-19 crisis now, worldwide, all over the world, it's affecting each and every one of us. We ask you to please keep that social distancing, keep your hands clean. Try and avoid infection, and let's fight this thing. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more about the measures that we are taking in our country, in South Africa, in my next podcast, which is coming up very soon, I promise you. Thank you so much, and have an absolutely incredible day. And I hope to chat to you again really, really soon. Everything